bitch. Is that better? Is bitch better? Is bitch better? Is bitch better?
Hey, bitches. Welcome back to another episode of Bitch is Better. I'm your host, Raven, and I'm back from my mental health break and feeling better than ever for two reasons. Reason number one, because of the mental health break. And reason number two, I have a guest today that needs no introduction. You know her. You love her. She's my number one bitch and former co-host, Gabrielle. The bitch is back, y'all.
Twerking and working. What's
up? Twerking. Oh my God. Well, I'm so happy you're here. You guys, let me just tell you something. This bitch, for OG listeners, you know that Gabby is a tree hugger. So I'm sitting here looking at her, and she has got a Teresa pin on her hoodie. And I said, excuse me, is that Teresa on your hoodie? And she said, yes, the fuck it is. And I said, oh, okay. Oh, so here we go.
There's no better time than now to break it out. I mean, she stays on my jean jacket. So I took her off of her home and brought her over here with me. I was going to put her on the right, on the left side over my heart.
Oh my God.
Better over here.
I can't stand you. Oh my God. Okay. So you have been missed, bitch. Let me just tell you that. How are you? How have you been? What have you been up to? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, I know, but the listeners don't know.
Yeah. So what's up, listeners? So you guys, I had my knee surgery, and that has been a journey, major journey. So literally, I feel like between the cookies and then the surgery, that's been it. I mean, I semi-died a little bit during the holidays. So I was so busy with the cookies.
You fully died.
Yeah.
I fully died.
I was like telling some people, I was like, they were like, okay, can I do an order? And I was like, okay. I was like, well, my last order is going to be on the 23rd. And they were like, okay, well, the party's on this date. And I was like, and then I'm having knee surgery on the 29th. And I will not be accepting orders until Valentine's Day. That was even pushing it.
Yeah.
I was very thankful for the lack of business. It wasn't really like booming, but I also waited until the last minute to like put anything out, which was like kind of a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you needed to take a break. Y'all know this bitch doesn't like to fucking rest or take a break, and she's doing all that. She went back to work. So now I'm the only one that's still employed. So it's like there's no time. So, and you still were fucking pushing it. So you needed to get that surgery to slay your ass down. Seriously.
I know. And then Donna, she posted something where she was doing a boot camp. And I went to the bathroom the other day at work and I was like,
See, she said she's doing the exercises. Like she's trying to see like, when can I go back to like the booty blasting fucking boot camp? You need to stop it.
I was like, I'm doing mini squats at PT. I'm on the bike.
Oh, God. She's a horrible patient.
No, I'm not.
I feel like you are. I feel like you are. But okay. Yeah. Well, so, you know, I had to have this crazy tree hugger back here to talk about this fucking premiere. And we'll get to it. But let's just go straight into Bad Bitch, Horrible Bitch, because we've got a lot of shows to cover because Bravo's on one and there's only like a little bit of news, but I feel like we'll get to it when we talk about the shows. So I'm going to start with my Horrible Bitch. My Horrible Bitch is whoever decided that it would be a good idea to include Craig and Austin in the Summer House spinoff called Winter House. What the fuck were you thinking about? I mean, I couldn't have the roller coaster of emotions that I went through when I saw, oh, a spinoff of like Summer House, but it's going to be Winter House and they're going to be, you know, somewhere with snow and whatever, the feck in like Vermont or something. Cool. I'm reading the list like Kyle, Amanda, Lindsay, Paige, Sierra. I was like, whoa, oh my God, Sierra's in here already. Cool. Craig, Austin. I said, excuse me? They don't even go here. What are y'all doing? And then you think, like, why? It doesn't make any sense to me. It's irritating me and my homegirls because I'm like, I can ignore them by just not watching Southern Charm. And that's fine with me because I don't need to watch it. But I need to see these people. So I'm really annoyed that they're just like being forced on me in this way. It's weird. I don't appreciate it.
I feel like it kind of shows that either Austin isn't really working or Amanda and Kyle aren't really working, because there's no way that two people who, or three people who are trying to run distributing companies should be working under the same house. Beer and Seltzers, they're like competing businesses, and they're just going to be like living in the same house, trying, working.
Working in quotes, right? Because, you know, Kyle and Amanda, okay, they've been like doing their work as far as we've seen on Summer House. They've been Amanda. But right. Austin, you are not doing any fucking work.
No.
Please stop it. So that really pisses me off. And it's also like, we're getting that type of like crossover, like weird spinoff shit before a like Real Housewives All-Stars type of situation. That's bullshit, but whatever.
It is weird that it would be the two of them.
Yeah. Why them?
Like, there are other, especially because it's so heavy on the Summer House crew. So
yeah,
have two guys, like not even a guy and a girl or something. Mm-hmm. Even though I know there aren't a lot of guys already there, but
yeah, why not half and half? And like, did they ask Shep? Did he say absolutely not? Or is he like, why wasn't I invited? Like, what's I have questions.
Yeah, because you could think then they could have another couple, or it could be Shep and his girlfriend. So is Sierra just not going to be practicing medicine anymore, or is this her stint of modeling?
I don't know. So I have some tea about her, and we'll get to that whenever we talk about Summer House, that I think will make this make more sense. So my bad bitch, though, is whoever made the call approving, you know, the Real Housewives of Miami reboot. Thank you. Yes. How long have we all been talking about this shit? And we're like, they listened? Do Southern Charm New Orleans next.
Feel about it? It's on Peacock, right, though?
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Peacock, I'm kind of irritated with them because, like, okay, so you know how I feel about The Office, and I, like, loved it and would, like, watch it all the time, like, every single day. They took it off Netflix, and they put it on Peacock. And I was like, okay, fine, I'll get the Peacock, and I'll just watch it over there. Okay, I take my ass over to Peacock, and it's not what I expected. And they are pulling this shit. It's like, you're not going to get me this way. Okay. What they did was they had like three tiers, and it's like the first one is free, and you can only, it's like they framed it around The Office. They said, oh, you can watch The Office for free, but you can only watch the first two seasons. Now, if you want to watch, I don't know, season three through like six, then you can do the $4.99 a month tier. But then, if you want to have all of the seasons and you want to have deleted scenes and you want to have all this extra shit, you can pay the $10.99 or whatever. And I was like, honestly, y'all can kiss my ass. I'm just going to buy. I'm just going to go over to Amazon and just fucking buy it. Fuck you. And I pay. They don't have anything else on there that would make it worth my money. Do you know what I'm saying? I have Netflix. I have Hulu. I have CBS All Access. I'm not doing that. Channels, each one changing the input and all that bullshit. No, I need like a one-stop shop. So I was like, if they had something else that I was interested in watching on here, I'd be happy to get it, but you don't. So whenever they have Miami, then I'll do it. But you know, that pissed me off. I don't like having all these different things. Ugh. I got myself fucked up, and that was the bad bitch, and I'm getting mad. I really am excited.
My bad. I think that was my fault.
Yeah, you got me worked up. Oh my God. Okay, well, let's get a little worked up again. let's just talk about Atlanta really quickly. So Kenya did this whole shady dip moment at this beach vacation in Charleston, except for they're saying Isle of Palms to make it sound like beachier, I guess. It's Charleston. And they had the dinner that they were all fucking arguing at, and it was stupid. And then they're like, okay, let's play some games. And it's like, okay, everyone, you know, go get changed and we'll come back and like play the games. Kenya went upstairs and she did not come back ever. And they were like, where's Kenya? And Candy was like, let me go see what this bitch is doing. Like, this is so stupid. And Kenya's like, yeah. First of all, why did you come up here with these cameras? Because they followed me because we're filming a show. Remember The Real Housewives of Atlanta? We've been doing this for years. What are you talking about? Anyway, she's like, well, you need to come down here. And Kenya was like, no, nope. I got to be with Brooklyn, whatever. So now everyone's pissed, especially Candy. It's not funny. I understand why they're mad. She's like, you know, I have a baby. Most of them do, actually. They're all like, well, I have a baby at home, whatever. Also, you could have just said, hey, my nanny, whatever the fuck was going on, my nanny can't watch her right now, so I have to be with her, so I can't. Simple, right?
Yeah, but also them saying all of that, like, I gotta get it. Well, all y'all want to bring your baby?
Maybe.
Okay, well, I'm out.
Because this is not a fucking girls trip anymore.
Yeah, you know, that would not, no, sorry, something came up.
Yeah, like on Potomac when Ashley brought the baby and Wendy.
Yeah.
Like, excuse me, you could have told me because I miss my baby too. I don't know. I think just like the option. And then she was doing all this shit with the private jet and this and that. And it's like, well, do you just want to like tell somebody about like one thing that you're doing so we can all kind of be on the same page? Because like we're supposed to be friends. And Kenya was like, no. Yeah. No, yeah. I don't. I mean, I definitely do.
I understand. I totally understand all of that.
Yeah. But you're right. It's like, well, that's not really a fun girls trip. They definitely couldn't be doing the surprise bachelorette if they did. So there's that.
Right.
And I love that Candy was like, okay, Kenya, you know, honestly, like you've been very annoying this whole fucking time. The private jet, whatever. The crab cake is where I draw the line. Where did they get those crab cakes from? Where did she get meal from? That's what I want to know. We got to see that it was Rodney. I don't know, because I want to know, because I want to eat it.
Well, and then I was thinking, I was like, okay, hold on. So Kenya didn't go and get the crab cake, or did she go and get the crab cake? Did somebody deliver the crab cake? Because I'm like, okay, so then Uber Eats. So then who's on Uber Eats? And then I'm like, no, I think that was like a special trip.
I don't know, because she left and she like walked down the stairs. So I'm like, how did you go and get it? You called an Uber? Did production take you to wherever the fuck you went to go pick up this food?
Yes.
Tell me where you got the food from.
So then Mount Pleasant?
Did she go to Pages? I don't know.
Maybe that is a good crack.
I don't know. Like, how long was she gone? I have a lot of questions about the crab cake in question, because I'm sure it's very good. And that brown bag she had, it didn't have any name or anything on it. And I was like, oh my God. I'll let you know it's good. But they had dinner at Coconut Joe's, which I thought was a choice.
Yeah, but on Isle of Palms, you don't really have that many options, right?
They could leave Isle of Palms.
Yeah, but they were acting like they can't. Like they can't.
It was weird.
And I guess they were trying to keep their footprint to a minimum, maybe. Like, they didn't, because, you know, it's during Corona. And, like, how long ago was that? When were they here?
I'm trying to remember when those rumors, okay, so Cynthia's wedding was in October. I think it was, like, September.
Yeah, so.
August or September.
I mean, my birthday was in July.
Yeah.
And it was pretty. I don't know.
Well, South Carolina, right? It's just like Florida, right. Honestly.
Yeah. So, I don't even understand why they even went anywhere. Why didn't they have some cater something and have somebody else bring something to the house? I didn't understand.
I know, because you did that with Rodney Scott's, which I was like, great. This is a great idea. Definitely do that. Like, get someone else in here. Get it again. You guys fucking loved it.
Fucking Cynthia.
Oh my god.
But Coconut Joe's, that makes me think of was it Monique? Who was it? It was a group of of ladies, they went somewhere. It was one of the housewives or it was Married to Medicine, and they were all dressed up and they went to that like crab place.
Yes, that was. That was Potomac. Yeah. When they were at the lake house and they went to the, yeah. But I was like, excuse me, Coconut Joe's does not let you order food up there because of the birds. So I was like, this is special fucking treatment. Okay. Cause they're like, if you want to eat, you got to go inside. You can only have drinks out there. So must be nice.
Must be nice.
Special
treatment. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they deserve it.
They do. And you know, I'm just jealous cause I want to eat up there, but I have not been there in years. Maybe they changed the rules. I have no idea. It's not very good.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why it made me think of them going to that little crab shack place. Because I'm like,
well,
all the places and all your options for you to do, and these are the places that you go.
I don't know. Maybe it was good because, you know, like the crabs and stuff in Maryland is supposed to, that's like a thing. So who knows? Maybe a little place like that's really good. You know, like that little place.
Maybe the food at Coconut Joe's is good now.
I doubt it. Okay, so everyone's attacking. They're not attacking her, are they?
And if they are, they rightfully are.
Yeah, but they're not attacking her. They're just like, it's weird that you're doing all this shit and you're like being shady about it. Why didn't you tell us that you were bringing the baby? Blah blah blah. And Cynthia was like, listen. All I think is that you should have given them the option when you knew that you were bringing Brooklyn. And Kenya was like, no, I don't have to give them the option. And I'm like, you could have. Oh, my God. She makes it so hard to be a fan of hers. I swear. I'm like exhausted.
I'm like, that's why.
Yeah, that's what everyone's like. How could you? Do you see what she does? I'm like, yeah. Do you want to talk about Teresa? No. Okay. We all have our things. Oh, she just gave me the dirtiest look, y'all. Yeah. We just love some people and it's just whatever, you know, it is what it is. So what I thought was funny was when Kenya was like bullshitting her way around, like not even an apology, just like an excuse explanation. And Tanya's like, yes. So we'll get the crab dip and we'll get the... you want some fried pickles, also wings. I think we should get 4 orders of those. And Kenya was like, Kenya literally turned into like a fucking teacher. And she's like, I'll wait until you're done to finish what I'm saying, because you guys want me to open up and you don't listen. Like, y'all are at a fucking restaurant and we are here for dinner. And this young lady has come out here to take our order. So I'm going to give it to her. Everyone else is listening to you. Like, calm the fuck down. What is wrong with you? You're just trying to like buy time so you can like figure out like some fucking bullshit explanation to say. Stop it. Oh, she was making me so mad. Oh, God.
Kenya, dude. She just like like you said, it's like every time. I'm like,
I have nothing to say. I'm like, well, I'm just not going to say anything this time. No tweets. No memes. It's like, whatever. This didn't happen. Now, next week, we're finally going to see this bachelorette party that we've all been hearing about for months and months. And with this stripper who is wearing a Chanel, like bodysuit type of situation that I'm sure Marlo will really appreciate. Did you see
his dick? It's fake.
Right. She'll know. I sent it to you on Twitter. Yes, I did.
Oh, on Twitter. I was going to say, I saw you posted something about it and I was like, that bitch didn't send it to me.
Yeah, I sent it to you.
I was like upset.
I sent it to you on Twitter the moment I saw it, y'all. Are you looking at it right now? Gabby's jaw just fucking dropped. You guys, Bolo's Bolo. Mm-hmm. Bolo's Bolo is a sight to see. Trust me. And, you know, I couldn't post it because Instagram would have been like, oh, bitch, you're out of here. Yeah, get the fuck out of here. We're snatching your account. If you just search, you don't even really have to search. You just like go on Twitter and like type in Bolo. It will come up. Or you can look at my replied tweets because I did reply to it. And you will find it that way. It's a sight to see. So, you know, if a threesome did happen, we can all understand why, you know? if you see something like that, it's like, wow.
Well, it's funny because whenever I started watching, like when it aired, and I, you know, we got introduced to all of the like friends of and stuff like that. And whenever it was Toya came, I was like, oh, it was her. It was her and Portia.
Right? We'll see. We'll see. They're finally picking it up. And, you know, this is what we're waiting for. I hope that the entire episode is just about this and nothing else.
Because I hope it starts with them just ruffling the sheets and changing the cameras on the wall.
Oh, my God. And then they'll be like 5 hours earlier. Or no, five hours earlier. And then they're like pulling up to the house. And then they just see him in that fucking glass box.
So it's currently Friday. When they listen to this, this is going to be Saturday, right?
Yeah.
One more sleep.
Woo!
And okay. You don't think that they're going to turn this into a like two-part thing, right?
You know what? I would love to say they wouldn't, but I would not put it past them, you know?
Yeah, I know.
We'll just see how much fucking footage they have. Who knows? We'll see. Okay. Moving on. Now we're going to get to Below Deck, which for some reason has been like a controversial thing that like I just truly do not understand. Like, it is beyond me. I asked the question. I still didn't get a clear answer to my question. And my question is, why does everyone, like, why is Francesca getting so much hate? Elizabeth was terrible at her job. She was lazy. She didn't try. All she cared about was James because she was fucking dickmatized or whatever the fuck. There was no effort put into her work. She fucked up all the time. We all watched it, didn't we? So why are we mad at Francesca for being like, bitch, you got to get the fuck up out of here. Because you aren't doing, like, you're horrible. Because you're making more work for us.
People are trying to act like she was coming after Elizabeth, because Elizabeth said she was like, I can't do anything right. And it's like, because you're not doing anything right.
No,
because everything you're doing is wrong. And if you ask me what you need to be doing and you haven't checked the fucking laundry yet, I'm going to backhand you.
You're literally.
She was like, okay, swirling her fucking hair. It was like, what do you need me to do? Laundry, did you check laundry? She's like, okay, I'm gonna check laundry. And it's like, when she asked her what she could be doing, I literally said, did you check laundry?
Honestly, we don't even fucking work. You always gotta check the laundry, bitch. We all know that. And if not that, I know there's something you can wipe down. I know there's something you could clean. What are you talking about? And then people are like, oh, well, she wasn't good. She didn't train her. This bitch she said she had 4 to 5 years of experience. You do not need any fucking training at that point. And if you do, like, get the fuck out of here. What else do you need to
and
be training
on? She was the second stew.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're not supposed to be training a second stew. You're supposed to be training a third stew, if anything. And you don't train a second stew.
Right.
That's like your right-hand gal.
Exactly. And even with the third stew thing, Captain Lee, I feel like on the last season, it was Captain Lee. Captain Sandy wouldn't say that. She'd be like, make the time. This super yacht, bitch, is not the place that you come to be trained. You need to be trained when you get here. We don't have time for that. You know, maybe like a little this and that, but like, I need to tell you that you need to always check on the guests. Don't you know that we're working for a tip? I have to tell you that you need to make sure. Have you worked at a fucking restaurant, bitch? If you work at Applebee's, they tell you that. Come on.
It drove me up the wall whenever I feel like it was like one of her last ones where, when Francesca had to finally come in and say, like, you go work. It brought me back to my days of managing the restaurant. I would go in there and I would like be cleaning something up and I'd walk into the little server station and these fuckers would just be standing there and dicking around and I'd just look at them for a minute. I'd keep doing what I was doing and then I would walk out and then I would think about what just happened. I'd be like, no, hold the fuck up. What are y'all doing? What are you guys doing? Go work. And then they wouldn't, I'd be like, okay, all right. So I'm cleaning off this table. You guys want to come help me? And so then they'd come and help me.
Oh, I was going to come do it. No, you weren't.
Yeah. Or they wouldn't come. And then I'd start walking. And then I'd be like, they'll come. And then they wouldn't. And I'd turn my ass right back around. And I would be like, okay, so now I'm done. You get out of here and go and clean that fucking table. It was like very much like Francesca. I was like,
I know. I don't.
Doing? Like, don't you know you're on her shit list too?
Honestly. And that's what pissed me off, because people are like, oh, it was personal. Like, even Izzy said that. And it's like, there may have been a personal aspect to it, but you can't sit here and tell me that this bitch was doing a good job. And Francesca was just like, I don't like her, so she has to get out. No, because right. I could even get with that and be like, yeah, well, she didn't like her. You know, she wasn't fucking doing her job well. Who do you think was worse at their job? Elizabeth or Jess from Below Deck Med with Rob?
Oh, definitely Elizabeth.
Right? And Jess was bad. But I mean, after a while, that part was almost... I can't remember a whole lot now, because it's like once this shit's over, it's like it's gone. But she started to do better once Bugsy took over. So
she needed some direction.
She did, and she got it, and then she did better. Elizabeth was getting direction. I don't know what people want. Do you want Elizabeth to hold? I mean, Francesca to hold her hand the entire time? We don't have time for that.
Ashling said, she said she was like, I mean, she probably should have been let go a couple charters ago.
100%. Yes.
And so that's the thing, is that no one would have even been able to get to the point of being like she was coming after her if she would have been fired 3 charters ago, because that would have been 3 episodes ago, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So it's like,
so maybe that's the issue.
It got dragged on.
It took too long. She should have nipped it in the bud. But see, that's when I feel like she's trying to give her a chance, whether y'all see it that way or not. Because Kate.
Well, she wasn't trying to give her a chance. Captain Lee was like, no, oh, we're they not couldn't get getting anyone. Rid of her. Yeah, we're not getting rid of her.
Yes.
But then she did come to her senses, too, where she was like, really, honestly, like, we can't get rid of her. We need her for this charter. So that's, too, where it's like, no, it really obviously wasn't that personal. Because if it was so personal, she would have been like, fuck it. Get rid of her. We'll figure it out.
Because she thought about it. That's true. Because Ashling, she was the one. She was like, why can't we just do us two now? And Francesca was like, oh, maybe. Then she was like, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah, no. So everybody needs to chill out.
Good point.
Yeah. Because that's not, because I saw all that stuff, or I mean, not obviously not everything that you've seen, but definitely haven't gotten people in my inboxes and commenting on my shit about it. But I, yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, no, it's like, no, you guys are, it's a lot, but it's because Elizabeth's like so sweet and innocent, and like she's like,
she always acts so shocked and like, what? Oh, no, bitch, we've had this discussion.
She said, please talk to Captain Lee. She's like, it was my call.
Captain Lee was sitting there when I said it to you. Remember, all 3 of us were in the wheelhouse having the conversation. So he obviously...
That wasn't Captain Lee and I's first conversation.
No, babe, we've talked about this. Oh, my God. Well, so whatever. So she is all shocked and like begging to stay. And it's like, oh, my God, please just get your shit and go. This is like getting embarrassing. OK. And
if James isn't like, already packing it for you,
that's what makes it even more embarrassing. People are like, oh, my God, Elizabeth just got fired. Are you OK? He's like, yeah. He's like, I was texting Francesca. When she found us in that closet and Elizabeth had him cornered, like drying that same fucking glass for 30 minutes after Francesca was like, you guys need to be separated. And James was like, thank you. Also, meet me. Meet me on the bridge in 10 minutes. I have a plan. That's whose fault it is, because James was too much of a fucking like spineless little thing to say, no, you know what, Elizabeth? I don't want, this isn't going anywhere. And we're not going to be traveling together and going on an adventure or any of that shit. So let's just stop it right here. That's all you have
I'm
to
definitely
have
not
say.
Proposing.
No. Oh my God. She, girl, get out of here. He didn't do this shit. And I was like, that's funny.
I mean, they better have a reunion for this.
They are.
This is the one that they need a reunion for.
Yes, and it's just one, and I cannot wait. Now, let me ask you, Rachel was very upset when they went to dinner. They went to dinner, and they brought out that cake that was a birthday cake for Elizabeth. And everyone just, they were like, oh, cake. And they dug into it because that's what you do when a cake is brought out. You eat it. And she was like, oh, this is classless. That's despicable. You don't do that. And I was like, okay, now, so who are you actually mad at? Because you, did you try and cancel the cake? Did you tell them, oh, no. Like when they were bringing it out, I didn't see any of this, like gesturing to them, like, no, I don't want that again. Cancel it. Forget it. Like, why are you mad? She was pissed.
They did not need a knife because it was already in someone's bag.
They were like, whoa, don't care. Gonna keep eating the cake. Girl.
I need more of Rachel.
Me too.
She better be back on somebody's boat.
Let me tell you what. I don't think I'm scared. I really hope, like, I have had my issues with her, but that bitch is good TV. And she is good at her job. She is an excellent
at her job. Yeah.
We don't get to see both of that. So it's like, okay, you know, you want to throw a little fit. All right, you could do that.
So you think she wouldn't come back?
I don't know. I cannot tell with her because she was so like up and down, you know? And then like, well, I feel like the whole COVID thing really fucked with her. She couldn't see her Vincenzo and all of that. She was upset. So like, I don't know.
So I was going to say, I just feel like the COVID situation really was really hard on her. But yeah. Kate said in Galley Talk.
Yeah.
Watch that.
No.
You don't.
Not on purpose. I just don't think to.
Well, because it's a whole episode. You watch the episode again and you just ultimately watch it with them.
Right.
With maybe their commentary.
Maybe I'll watch it later because I'm sure it's good. I just don't think about it. And then it's just.
I think it would be. I'm trying to think of. It just seems like kind of one of those things where it's like, well, if I watched the episode, why would I watch Galley Talk?
Well,
but it's.
I know, but I feel like it's almost. Because people are like, oh, it's like the people's couch, but it's like on another level because these people have actually been on the show and they know stuff and they, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not like a fucking 2-hour episode, like 90 Day Fiancé, their one, their version,
yeah.
Whatever the fuck it's called, because I'm definitely not watching that. Yeah, you should have texted me that you were watching that. Yeah, I just don't think about it. What does it come on Friday, right? Because I'm watching Love After Lockup.
I don't know when it. I don't know when it comes on because I.
I'm sure it's on the app though. I'll watch it.
Yeah, because I watch it. That's when I watch it. I watch it on the app. But Kate said that she's worked with Rachel, and
really?
That's how Rachel is. She is like a ticking time bomb. That it is going to go off. It's just a question of when. And when it, I think she said that when it goes off, it goes off. But she comes back.
She does.
Has a moment.
Yeah.
And she comes back.
Yeah,
but
I enjoyed her. I mean, I think she was great. Now, let me ask you this, because I now that you're here, the food and bev queen, the whole mahi-mahi gate thing. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that? Because
you should have done two ticks. One tick, two tick, for that means two mahis. You can't write mahi-mahi and then. Think even, that just because you wrote it twice and that's the name of the fish, is mahi mahi.
But she like, did
but then
have
she say,
the two names on the same line, but you're saying still because just at a first glance, it looks like just one.
No, then the name of the fish is mahi mahi. It's not mahi.
Oh, she wrote mahi once on all the other ones. And then on that line, she also wrote it twice. So it was.
Well, so. That's the hang up is that she wrote the word twice, so that means two orders, because on the other one she only wrote mahi, But to me, the name of the fish is Mahi Mahi, and it's the first one. So maybe you did write Mahi Mahi. Why you didn't do the ticks is what I don't understand. Or the times two is the thing. But on Galley Talk, they said that's why you always make extra. And that's true. Okay. I never understood why they don't do that when they're like, one more steak? Somebody else needs a steak? It's like, why didn't you cook an extra steak? What if they're still hungry? You know, what if somebody here make them wait 20 minutes to get another steak? It's not your fucking food. It's not your food. Yeah. Make an extra steak and cook it how you like it so that if it, they don't, it doesn't get eaten, you get to enjoy it.
Okay. Good. Yeah. See, I wouldn't have known that. I knew you were going to have an answer for me. And wow.
But she also never said so-and-so will take two. She could have said that too. Like when she read off the order and she was like primary or Adam, two Mahi. She never said like.
Because she was reading Francesca's. Okay. I'll take it. Okay.
It was Francesca's fault. I don't think it was not Rachel's.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't have even asked for clarification. Like, hey, you wrote Mahi twice. Does that mean you need two? I mean, I guess now I would.
But she had she had like Gabby and Raven on the same line. But I see what you're saying. She still should have said it. But then I feel like it's on both of them.
Yeah.
If you didn't look back at it. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe they have some sort of system, or maybe that's the issue. They didn't have a system because Rachel said she looked at it and she's like, I only see one on this line. So they were not on the same page. And so that's the issue.
She should have done the ticks or the times two, and they wouldn't have even been in the situation.
You better make sure you do those ticks or the times two. Okay.
Yes. Because servers. What happens if your printer goes down? Oh. What happens if the computer system goes down and you have to write your orders down?
I don't know.
Work smarter, not harder. Times two.
Okay, there we or times
put
three.
In an extra order. Put in an extra order. Say you didn't mean it. You just wanted to be on the safe side, and then take it home. You can have is what I said.
Yes. Then you can have that extra margarita. No, just kidding. Don't drink on the job. But you can. Okay, last thing about Below Deck. So Izzy is still pissed at Rob because he's got a fucking, he's just like a really hurt by her being lead deckhand, which is like, get the fuck over it. You just came here like it's not that, you're saying it's not that big of a deal, but the way that you're acting, it seems like it is a big deal to you because you're like, oh, I worked on 1,000 feet boat and like whatever. Well, guess what? Eddie wasn't impressed by that. So take it up with Eddie. So he's being a bitch to Izzy. And she's like, you know what? I am going to say something to him before we fucking leave. And James was like, oh, let me text my little best friend, Rob, and give him a fucking heads up. James, I don't know how his ass didn't get fired this way. Like, I honestly don't. I really don't. So then Rob goes and he apologizes to Izzy. And I think it was a bullshit apology. I think it had an if you feel like that or whatever in there.
Yeah. Oh, I think it was one of those apologies where it was like, this is what you want me to do. And so I'm going to do it. I feel like the way that he delivered it too, it was like he was almost mocking her. And I'm shocked that she didn't say anything about that. Because I felt like it was one of those things where it was like, hey, I'm like, even the way he was talking to her, like he was like, yeah, it was just totally different. It was like, you're being a smart ass. I don't appreciate it. Actually fucking had it back.
I love that she was not fucking having it. Cause I thought, I was like, oh, she's just gonna be like, okay, fine, whatever. She was like, oh no, bitch, you're gonna listen to what I have to fucking say. This isn't sincere. Fuck you. You must have got a heads up, blah, blah, blah. You can fuck the fuck off. I actually don't care what happens to you. Fall off the boat for all I care.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, well, I can't wait to hear about this at the reunion. Because we didn't get to see enough of that, I feel like, because we were looking at Elizabeth's dumbass the whole time. Okay. Any final thoughts about Below Deck?
I'm really excited about the reunion.
Okay, me too. And I'm going to watch Galley Talk now. I will.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's just, it's it's a little something extra when you just need a little something to watch. Or like, yeah, if you do you ever watch, like, do you watch the episode, you only watch it one time?
It depends. Depends on, I mean,
yeah, I guess depends on
how it too. Yeah, depends on how it rolls. Like Dallas, that's coming up, I'm not watching that twice because I don't find it necessary.
No,
there's nothing going on. But you know, like a New Jersey, yes bitch, I watched that two and a half times. I'd watch that too. Last and more than once. So yeah, Dallas, I have to say, I don't know how everyone is feeling about this, but I am losing interest and I'm losing it quickly.
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh, you're done. Yeah.
What is it? Three? Is this the third, fourth, fifth?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know what number episode it is, but I think after the second one, after the chicken feet.
Oh, you were like, nope, I'm tapping out.
Well, I'm like, this just feels to me like what's about to happen is Cam is about to hold on to something all fucking season long. Oh, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't really want to do it. And I'm also, it's kind of annoying that, like, I've seen another, like, I saw, like, another preview where it was, like, something else with food and, like, telling her to try something. And I'm like, I can't. If that's mm-hmm. what this is going to be, then I don't want to do it.
Yes. Let's fight about that. That's all it is. And so did you watch this episode? It's okay. You didn't, because it's literally nothing. I can tell you in 2 seconds.
I was going to say, I can't even remember because I feel like the last, I didn't get nothing. To see the episode where Deandra and Carrie were bickering and is it the wine? No, oh, that was yeah. at Brandy's birthday.
Yes, right? At the wine thing. Yeah. So it's like, now the whole Deandra Carrie thing is still happening and it's just annoying, you know? It's fucking stupid. It's like Deandra is probably what Carrie is saying. She probably is one of those people. It's like, I'm not going to ask you how you are. I'm going to be like, oh, how are you? Good. Okay. Well, let me tell you what's going on with me. Like, whatever. And Carrie's irritated by it, but
so then it's I a don't Shannon's care. Door situation. So this is Shannon Ooh. And Shannon's friends who and feel like they don't listen to her.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how they're all describing it. Yes. And yeah. Deandra's like, no, that's not it, bitch. And then she, Carrie finally apologized to Tiffany for pushing her in the pool. And she like made this like kind of like grand gesture about it as they were on this little trip to Austin. And Deandra did not appreciate that. She was like, oh, so you gonna apologize to her, but you aren't gonna apologize to me, your friend of so many years and this and that. And so as Deandra's talking this shit about Carrie to Tiffany, and Tiffany's kind of sticking up for, you know, Carrie a little bit. She's like, well, maybe she's, you know, just trying to do this and make sure that we're gonna have like a good time and whatever. Meanwhile, in a very Gabby-like move, Carrie and Cameron are standing outside the door just listening to the whole fucking thing and being like, wow, wow, wow.
Okay.
Carrie brings it up at the dinner and they get into this whole fucking fight and it's like, okay.
I did see that part because I thought to myself, I said, look at me.
Yes.
Look at me. It.
Just standing out there listening to the whole thing and then the moment they heard some movement, they like scurried away. Oh, yeah. I mean, I just don't care. I don't like Carrie or Deandra. So I literally don't have a dog in the fight, but Carrie is annoying me more than Deandra because before she was doing that thing that I hate what people do. And she just like keeps saying the same thing. Oh, you think you got COVID? Oh, she thinks she's sick. Everybody. Are you talking about COVID again over there, bitch? Like, shut up, Carrie. Everybody heard you the first time. Stop it.
She was picking on her. She was picking on her and she was picking on her hard. And she was doing
You're a bad host. Yeah.
She was doing the thing that you do to your, like, because Stephanie said, she was like, you can tell that they have just been around each other too much. Mm-hmm. And they are starting to, like, nitpick at each other. And mostly Carrie, then Deandra. And Carrie, she was doing it in a way where she wanted to get Deandra riled up. As in, Deandra would just say it as, like, a dig quick or little, like a jab.
Yeah.
As Carrie wanted to get Deandra excited and
she pissed. Did.
So they were coming. It was like two different.
Yeah. And it's just annoying because I'm like, I actually don't fuck with either one of y'all. So you'd like keep it up. And I'm not really going to watch it anymore. Like, I don't care about this. Like, we need to see some more of Tiffany or something because I don't know.
I didn't even know that Brandy was pregnant until I saw the other day that she had a baby. I know she wasn't pregnant while they were filming because she's obviously drinking, but I had no idea that she was pregnant.
I feel like we talked about that and you forgot. Because she posted something with like little pumpkins or something in front of a fireplace or whatever. And we were like, is she pregnant? What does this mean? What is this?
I don't know.
So long ago. I forgot. And then I was like, oh, was like, baby's here. Okay. Congratulations.
It's like, look at that quarantine baby that was brewing.
So many of those. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, Dallas. I don't really care about you too much. And I have to say, unpopular opinion, I have lost interest in this Salt Lake City reunion. Although y'all know how I feel about reunions, I don't really care about them too much. And especially when you're about to make it three parts, I always know one part's going to be bullshit and I see it's this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not. I watched it the first time, was not paying attention. I was on my phone a lot and I was like, oh, this is not a good sign.
Right.
And then I was like, well, I'm like obsessed with the show, but this is not interesting to me. There's no new information except for like a couple of things. I tried to watch it again. Same thing. I stopped halfway. I was like, forget it. Mary, she's got a colorism issue. No surprise if she's saying she's scared of black people, black men outside of a fucking 7-Eleven. So it's like, yeah, that tracks. And that's something that is not even... I can't even...
Well, she just kept making it worse for herself, right? Because it was like, oh, Jen said the thing about like, oh, you're afraid of black people and things. She's like, no. She's like, you know, I mean, I'm not attracted to black men.
It's like, well, no one asked you that. Why are you talking about that, bitch?
Well, it's like, wait, damn it. It's like, why are you saying that? Because you're just you're like proving the point that you probably said that. And then you're like, oh, no. I mean, I like lighter skin guys. Like,
no, dark, she said white. No, out. She was like, no. Yeah. Like, so but you're married to a black man. No, he's white. And he's like, wait a minute. Let me just get some clarity here. Your husband is white? No, he's black. It's like, oh, well, he's light. Is your husband biracial? No, he's black. What? It's just not my preference. So Mary likes light-skinned black men. Don't come around her, bitch, if you were like my complexion or not even your complexion. Like, bitch,
mine, I am brown.
No, you're too dark too. Like, no, don't come around her. If you're darker than her, she probably is one of those paper bag test type of bitches. Remember how they used to say that about that? Here's a little lesson for y'all who don't know. So the AKAs, which is a black sorority, allegedly, I don't think it's alleged. I think it's true. Long time ago.
I'm sure it was.
They had this requirement that if your skin was not lighter, if you were darker than a brown paper bag, then you're not getting in the fucking sorority. And so Mary does that for just like her life. Like, if you are darker than that, bitch, actually a brown paper bag might be too dark for her.
I think it is. Because that's brown. She looks like she's, fairly lighter than
she's bright,
a brown paper bag.
Mm-hmm.
yeah but I'm
so that's up. Like, that's a whole thing. It's like, stop talking. Oh, you won't stop talking, fine. I don't even know how to do, like, that's like a whole another episode in itself, because remember when they were talking about that on Potomac, it was like better, but you know, there's white women on this cast, so they don't really know. You know, I feel right. Like white people
and
are
especially
just learning about
Utah,
it.
Utah, where right. They barely have any black people.
Right. So it's, Mary is like a lost cause. Okay. But then she said, because Mary's a fucking liar, Jen is right about that. She said, Mary is a motherfucking liar. Because now, on the show, she said, yes, she married her step-grandfather because her grandmother, it was in her will that she would marry him and take over all this stuff because that's what she wanted. And now she's like, no, I wasn't in the will. Andy was like, pardon?
We had a conversation.
Yeah. Andy was like, I'm so sorry. It's because you said on the show that that's what happened. So what actually happened? Oh, she just told me that she wanted me to marry him. And she told Robert Sr. too. No, just me. It's like, did she actually tell you? Because now I feel like you're lying about this. Because you're a fucking liar, bitch. I don't trust you.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I thought the same thing. And, you know, the way that they clipped it, like, sounds was whenever it was like, wait, so it wasn't in the will. And then it was this noises from the other ladies where they were like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. But that wasn't what happened right afterwards. No one said anything. And it was like, is that because everybody's like, huh?
Right, like the rest of us?
You can't come back next season. Mary, you can't come back.
Well, you know, a lot of people are saying that she's probably not going to come back because this whole thing about her church allegedly being a cult and all this money shit. And then there was a few questions about that. It's like, why did you even come on here in the first place? This wasn't a good idea for you.
Yeah. And then this her is apparently calling them like poor. What was it that they said?
You again. Like, he's, oh, she Lord. Said... Y'all are some broke pose because you didn't buy me a Chanel purse for my birthday. Whatever. I don't know what it was. Whatever. You guys are poor and whatever. She like kind of explained it, but even her explanation still didn't make sense to me. It's the when she started, I thought, okay, this is going somewhere. She kept talking. No, but that's generally how it is with her.
So they're still bringing it back to the fact that they... poor.
Right. So you called them poor. And why would you do that? Even if they are, I don't care. You don't go to a like homeless person and be like, ha, bitch, you don't have a house because you're broke. Like, what?
Right.
No, what's wrong with you? Oh, Jesus. You know, Mary's really she, even though we only got a little bit of her, I don't know. You know how I feel about Kim Richards? And that like makes me nervous. Like her energy is just weird. And I feel when I'm watching her and she's talking, it's like, what are you talking about? What is happening? I don't know what you're not making any sense. Like, I don't know what to do with you. It's like very chaotic. It's like the same thing with Mary. So I'm like, I did like what you were doing, but like this reunion like really fucked with me a little bit.
Well, it's like you liked what she was doing in the first however many episodes. And then once she got into her closet and like maybe the episode before and when she got into her closet, that's when you kind of started to see where you were like,
wait a minute.
You were doing something before and then you ran out of juice. And that's why you're not attending anything anymore.
You're in the closet.
Like, you don't have anything else to bring.
Mm-hmm. But she's stirring it up from the closet. Because another fucking lie, her saying that Lisa and Meredith were scared of Jen. And she was like, no, I'm the one. No, I said that. They didn't say that. That's when I was like, roll footage, like Lisa kept saying. Like, you did say that they said it. You didn't say, yeah, I think they are. No, you said, yeah, they said they're scared of her.
Yeah.
Girl, get out of here. And Lisa, I love her. I don't know why she was so mad. Again, I wasn't paying attention. I was like Meredith. She wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. Honestly, I thought.
Yeah, she's doing a lot of yelling. I don't know why.
And moving those hands. And somebody should have told her that when she fucked up her spray tan, she had to sit on her hands. She didn't need to be talking with her hands. I know it's hard. Because I know I do it too. And especially when you're from up north, you definitely do it a lot. But like, honey, you got to sit on those things when you fucked up that bad. Yeah, oh, on your first reunion?
Okay. Yeah, it did not look good, but don't come too hard for my girl. Okay. Don't look at me like that. Also, Heather and Jen seem to be at odds, which, okay, fair enough. You know, they went through their shit, whatever.
I think Heather is like, I'm the boss bitch around here. I think that's what Heather, I think that's the position that she's kind of sitting in, right?
To me,
like a comfortable one. Like Andy loves her.
Rihanna fucking loves her.
Right.
Bitch, if you got Rihanna's stamp of approval, if Rihanna
giving you any time, look,
any of anything, you wouldn't be able to tell me a single thing for the rest of my fucking life. I'm acting up. So honestly, I think the way that she's acting is just fine. And I think that she's like a nice person too. It's not like, can you imagine if Rihanna like felt that way about Jen? Jesus Christ. You wouldn't be able to like,
Jen would need her own show. She would go to another network for her own show.
Yes. She would be on WeTV for sure. Yeah, she could go on WeTV, but yeah, I don't know. Hopefully part three will be better. Either way, like, I still love them, but I don't care about this reunion at this point. I didn't care about this.
Yeah.
Part. Sorry, y'all.
That last episode was a clusterfuck for sure. I mean,
it was a lot.
I feel like half of it with not who was missing. Oh, Jen was in her room, was getting her makeup touched up.
It's fucking weird. I don't know. See, I can't tell you because I wasn't paying attention. Sorry, y'all. Okay. Now Summer House. Okay. I'm going to start with the Sierra tea. So if y'all don't follow, the Talk of Shame at Talk of Shame on Instagram, you need to. Kiki, she is always posting she does like these TikToks and she'll like quickly break down stuff or she'll like have tea. She's like a private
detective.
Yeah. Oh. She's like a detective. PI. Yeah, she's like a detective, a PI. So she has one video and it's about Sierra. So basically, Sierra had posted a photo of her and this man in her stories. And the man's name is Wesley Harris. And she typed on top of the photo, producer / boyfriend / pain in the ass that I love. And so Kiki was like, interesting. Let me look this man up because she tagged him. She went to his page. It said producer. She said, okay, let me Google him. He's a producer on Summer House. So it's like, okay, so now what is the truth as far as her and Luke are concerned, right? Are you guys really into each other currently? Or is that fake? Like, maybe you had something before, but like, is it real now? Or is this just a way for your producer boyfriend to get you on the show? Or were you and Luke really into each other when you entered the house and then you saw the shit going down with Hannah and then you like were like, fuck that. And then you kind of started hanging out with the producer guy like while you were filming. Who knows? But right. Circling back to Winter House, now I'm thinking this producer is like certainly involved because this is your first season of Summer House. And I love her. I think she's great, but like we haven't seen anything yet. Not really, you know, enough to be like, let's put her on this spinoff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but she's black.
Yeah, but Bravo don't fucking care about that. They're just
pretending. But they're gonna pretend like they do.
Yeah. Okay.
And so
I just want it.
You know, I mean, it's like, oh, this is the first season, anyways. Who knows if it's even gonna be good?
Oh yeah, let's throw a black person on there so they don't get so they don't say anything to us about inclusion, diversity. Right. Here's the black girl. You guys, be quiet.
Oh, I think that could definitely be it, but I think it could also definitely be what you're saying.
I wanted to
didn't come out until after. No, well, it came out before they said anything about Winter House. Because I do remember now seeing something about that on Instagram. Maybe you posted something. Maybe I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But I do remember seeing something because I kind of remember the guy's face.
Yeah.
But I don't. I remember facial hair.
I think he did.
I tan, just... but I don't know if he's light skin or if he's just tan. I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. So yeah, that's something. Who knows? I would love for it to be like, I just don't want her fucking with Luke anymore because I just can't with him. So whatever gets her away from him, fine with me. Because now let me ask you this, because you never liked Luke. I know last season I was like, oh yeah, Luke could have gotten it last season. This season, I don't know what the fuck he's doing with himself. I don't know why he looks like that.
I'm just glad he shaved his beard.
I'm not all like clean off. He needs it. It's not good. The hair, facial hair or lack thereof, like combo is not working for him. He needs it. Then you got Carl over here looking better than ever. You see what a beard does?
Yeah.
And also like stop drinking, drink water and like sleep.
I was going
like,
to say.
You know what I'm saying? But like, because like what else looks different about him? It's the beard. He is glowing too, though.
In the glow, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so Luke can't blame that on quarantine, because look at Carl. But, okay. So, let's talk about this whole Hannah-Luke situation. people are really coming for Hannah, and I take issue with it, because... he is totally downplaying this whole thing, because what you're not going to do is whatever they had going on in the house, whatever, we saw that. But then when you leave and you're like calling the bitch every single day and you're like telling her you love her and you're like inviting her to come to Minnesota and like, whatever, fine. Let's take all that out of there. If you actually did have this conversation with her, saying, oh, we're just friends, whatever the fuck, and you're talking every single day, twice a day, and before, you know, COVID happened, you're, like, hanging out almost every single day. If we're such good friends, and we're talking daily, why haven't you told me that you were going to bring this girl into the house, and you're, like, super into her? That's fucking weird. Like, that's shady as fuck. Because I feel like, I can't speak for Hannah, but we all have dealt with, like, a fucking Luke before. But if I was in her position, that's what pissed me off. That's what I'm mad about. Because it's like, you're being shady.
And she wasn't mad about that at all. She didn't think, I guess she did. She did kind of say at one point where she was like, oh, that's kind of weird that, like, she didn't hear anything about her or whatever. But she didn't spend enough time there.
Agreed.
She literally was like, oh, okay, whatever. And then I'm going to like be on a FaceTime call with him and say like, oh, I hear you're bringing a friend. And I'm going to have my sunglasses on so he can't even see my eyes. I mean, you know, eyes say so much. Like, oh, yeah. She didn't spend enough time there.
Mm-hmm.
She should be embarrassed.
I'm not going to speak for her. I would be.
I would be mortified. And I'm thinking, because as you're saying, because I'm like, because you saw my face where like lips were like kind of puckered, where I was like very doubtful. Like, I was like, really? You feel bad for Hannah? It's just cause
I'm not
like
saying
her.
I feel bad for her, but I feel her. I feel like everyone's been in that position. And I feel like people are responding to it in a like, hindsight is 20/20, like how you wish you would have responded to your Luke, but you didn't. But what you're doing now, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, because that's what I was going to say is that it's like, then I thought about it and I was like, wait, bitch, you've been there.
Yeah, like, I think everyone totally has been there. It wasn't a relationship. We know that, but it was a situationship. We have all been there and it's fucking weird. And I've never been in a situationship where the guy is fucking calling me every day and we're hanging out almost every day and inviting me to come with his family and shit. That's very confusing. But you know, that's why I say you should just be mean to all men.
But it's also why one thing that I learned is that you can't take that family shit serious either, though.
Oh, God, I know, you're right.
People will just be bringing you around their family all willy-nilly, and that doesn't mean shit to them.
Yeah, so it's like, weird.
Though there are certain things that, for one, you have to start paying closer attention to
right.
that just because somebody brings me around their family or wants me to come see their family doesn't mean that means anything. But if he was being honest with her about the difficulties he was having with getting over his ex, she should not have been expecting anything, because if anything, she should have known that, for one, she was a rebound situation.
Yes.
He was trying to catch his bearings and get, you know, all of that. And he couldn't, like, because Sierra said, you know, like, yeah, you know, like, you were trying to figure your shit out and you, like, didn't want to take anybody down that path with you or whatever. Maybe yeah. he said that, but that was a conversation that they had had. It's like Sierra understood that that's what was going on. But Hannah, you thought you could be the girl to come in and, like, rock him to bed and he would fall in love with you.
Yes, that's so the part. Like, and so the yeah. other, yeah. And so then the other point that people are making that does make sense is that, but I guess my thing is the, like, off the camera shit that is like, well, mm-hmm. you know, but when they were there before and fucking Paige and Amanda were like yelling at Luke at a fucking dinner for like talking to some other girl, and Hannah was being like, no, like, whatever, it's fine, you know, we're not like anything, like, it's fine. It's like, well, don't have me over here yelling at this man, you know, for no fucking reason. And now it's something different. Like, I need to understand, what am I mad at him or am I not mad at him now?
Oh, no, they're not mad at him, the same because thing. They're like, oh,
yeah. So now, so it's
it
like,
is what we thought it was. And Hannah thought it was more, and so we'll
but we have to support
her,
our friend because she's crying, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And Sierra is being perfectly perfect and like rational about the whole thing. I love though that she's like, well, Luke, now I'm looking at you kind of sideways, because you handled things great with me and you were honest and everything like that, and things just didn't work out then and you thought maybe it would now. But since you've mishandled it with Hannah, and I'm here to fucking see it, stupid.
Right.
Now you've fucked that up. And now I'm going to go fuck the producer. So.
Yeah. Well, and like she said, she's like, I think that you downplayed this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he did. And I think that's what he's doing. And he is, to a degree. But also at the same time, I do feel like he was being honest. She just was seeing what she wanted to see. Mm-hmm. And she didn't see where he was never going to take her seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe so.
And how, and I, yeah.
And I do
I feel bad for her.
Yeah, it sucks to be in that position. That's why I feel bad that it's like, it's such a shitty thing to have happen, period, in life. And then to like have all these people watching it.
Yeah,
and
but that's
seeing
what
you kind of
say.
Like being like, you dumb bitch, he said you weren't like, guys, please,
but
think
also,
about it. Think
you've
about
never
it.
Been in a situation where you got to go back and watch it. She got
oh,
to go
God.
Back and watch it, and she was still like,
yeah,
like, let's go play tennis.
Yeah, no.
Some balls and me not whack you in your face with them. Like, that would have yeah. been like, yeah, let's go play some tennis, bro.
Yeah, let's do it.
I don't know how my racket ended up in your head. In your
I
head.
Don't know what happened to him, but I guess you could call the ambulance. No. And then you want to, and then she's like ignoring him for days, which is like, yep, that'd be me. Actually, for the rest of the summer, no problem with it. Oh, Hannah, can I talk to you since the moment no. that we sit down to eat dinner? Absolutely not. Are you joking? There's food in front of me and I hate you. So no. Yeah. Just act like I'm invisible, okay? Because that's what I'm going to do to you. But she goes to have the conversation. They start yelling at each other like, of course, of course. What did you think was going to happen? This is going to be productive? No.
Absolutely not.
Oh, God. Whatever. So they're a mess. We'll see what happens there. Now, Steven and Lindsay. Now, listen. I love Lindsay. But I she's doing too much. I tried to, I understand. I just feel like you asking me to make time for you in the middle of my workday is not, that's unreasonable. If I can
right,
do,
yeah, no, I can't do that.
I'm in the middle of the workday. Now after and at night and at 10 o'clock and shit, absolutely not. That would irritate me too. Like, what are you, why are you working now? You do it all day and you ignore me all fucking day. So. Now is my time, bitch.
But she also says that she's like, I mean, I understand that his team went from like 15 to 4. So it's like there's more work. People are pulling more weight than they were initially supposed to. And it's like, okay, but you're saying that, but your actions are They're not matching up.
Not matching up, honey. I know it's hard.
But you gotta... working. He's not gaming. He's not on his cell phone. He's literally...
Yeah. So
fingers to keys.
Yes, phone calls. So I could get with that. I also, like, make the man a sandwich. He obviously doesn't have time for a break. Why are you so upset? Like, if this is, like, what are you really mad about? Not the sandwiches. How many sandwiches have you made for me? What? There's 10 people in that house. Somebody, Carl is cooking up for everybody. Between him and Kyle, like, why would he make you a sandwich or anything? They've got the food on lock. You don't need him for that. That's why I'd be like, no, why don't you put your order in with Kyle or Carl like everybody else does? No.
It's just like there's so many other people for you to be hanging out with, Lindsay, right now that like you need to get off this man's back.
Girl, you better go lay out and get in that pool and hush your fucking mouth. I wish I was in that house, bitch. Shut up. I can't go to the pool because it's closed. Because I don't have a house. Okay. Whatever. But I still love her. I don't care. I know she's like crazy and like unreasonable, but I love it.
100%.
Keep it up. And I do feel bad for her though. Because you know, it's like this is so annoying to even have to say. Because like she's 34. Like that's so old, right? It's like she's 34. She's dating this guy. She thought they're going to get married. She wants to have kids. And then they're like, oh, after you turn 35. Your eggs are just going to fucking disappear. So it's like, now what are you going to do? It sucks. So I feel for her.
Well, it's like, what is she going to do? She's going to take the thousands of dollars that she's made from being on this show. And she's going to freeze her eggs. And she's going to move the fuck on.
Yep.
That's what she's going to do.
I hope she has done that. I don't know. Lindsay, I want nothing but good things for you, bitch. You know what? I hope that you get the next man that walks along. I hope he makes you all the sandwiches.
If she and Carlito have got a little something going on.
Currently?
They're keeping on the down low.
Like now?
So they can figure out that it works. Yes, because they spend an awful lot of time together.
Oh, wait, I would love that. A lot
of time together.
I would be.
And now that he seems to be in a better headspace, and the way she said that he is now like in a better space to like be able to accept a relationship, I was like,
She's like, you might be. She's next on the list.
She might. That next might be up. Her look. She's like, things are different.
I support it. I support it. So, Summer House, I'm so happy they're back. It's wonderful. All right. Time for the main event.
Yes.
We're taking it to New Jersey. And we have to start. Gabby's shaking her face. Teresa Finn. Okay.
I'm like a dog. My tail is wagging.
We really are. First of all, we have to say rest in peace. No. It's so sad. Okay. He's loved and missed. Everyone fucking loves No. Also, everyone looks fantastic. But Dolores.
I was a little disappointed to find out that she had all that work done. And if that that wasn't her first ass lift or whatever. It was like her third.
Well, she's at least owning it, unlike some other housewives. Back in, where are we looking at? Beverly Hills, Ramona. I didn't have a facelift.
Yeah.
Yes, you
Ramona.
Did. Yes,
yeah,
you
no. It's yes, her you cream.
Did. Marge, she's got her new boobs. Also, David has been a fucking asshole about Dolores' work. Like,
okay, but was he being an asshole about
yes.
it?
Yes.
Saying is that he
I don't like your tone.
The way that she is, but you can't go under the knife. How old is Dolores?
I don't know. I think she's at least 50.
Yeah, you can't go under the knife like that, having multiple procedures and not telling your significant other until the day before, the day of, you could die.
She let him know because
Vicky and her man, they had that fight too.
Well, she didn't tell the fucking doctor that she had something going on internally. That was like, bitch, you're playing with your life now for real. But you can't.
Yeah, but no, you cannot do that. And I understand David being pissed. I would be pissed. No, too. I understand him being mad about it.
You can be mad about it, but your tone is weird. Because it's also like, well, I'm happy that you liked it that way, but I need to like myself a certain way because I actually don't care what you think. I need to be happy with myself. So
that too.
No, don't worry, you know, shut up. Get out, actually. Yeah, Frankie, also, come on. Let's go. Because I don't know why you're living in here anyways. What are you doing here? I stopped trying to figure that shit out with them. Something's weird. I'm like, yep. Okay.
So for the people who don't know, right, that Frank and Dolores are living together, and then David is living in the house that Dolores designed and Frank built with little Frankie. So little Frankie and David are roomies, and Dolores and Big Frank are roomies. Love it. Love that. That's great.
Yes, it's so crazy, but I was like,
I would expect nothing less.
Exactly. That sounds about right. Yep, of course he's living here. More quiet. I bet it fucking is. I bet it is. Because this man is always at work. And you and Frank are loud as shit. You yell talk. So, yeah. All right. They do.
Big Frank!
Mm-hmm. Like, why are y'all yelling? You're standing right in front of each other. Our moms do that. My mom does that all the time. I'm like, hey, have you seen that... That commercial. Okay. I don't know what it's a commercial for, but it's Kevin Hart is in there and he's like yelling to all of his neighbors and then he yells something and the guy's like, hey, buddy, I'm right here. Like, why are you yelling? He's like, because that's what I do. So the last time, so now that my mom has seen this, she's picked it up. So next time she's like standing right in front of me yelling something. And I was like, you are being so loud. Like you're yelling. I like have a headache and it's a lot. Like, why are you yelling right now? She's like, because that's what I do. And I was like, that's not funny.
No, it's like you have to stop. Who does that?
Yeah.
Who does that?
You have to stop. So I imagine that's what they do all day long in there. All right. Now, this whole Teresa versus Jackie situation. Gabby's rubbing her hands together like Birdman. So it's Evan's birthday. And they're having this party and it's outside, but there's no COVID because no one's acting like it. And they're, I saw maybe two masks. So anyway, Teresa, it's not funny. Teresa is making her rounds at this party. Who did she tell it to first? She told Marge first?
Marge, yeah.
She said, I heard Evan does stuff at the gym. You know, he does stuff at the gym. Like, he cheats on her while he's at the gym. And Marge is like, what? No, like, don't. No, you can't say stuff like that or whatever.
And you can tell her face is also very much, too, where she's like, you are not doing this here.
It's his birthday party. It's not like some weird event that we all happen to be at. It's his party. It's to celebrate another year of his life. Jackie is running around here, clueless. She's having the time of her life. She's drunk. And Teresa, you know, so Marge is like, no, Teresa, and you can't just say shit like that. And Teresa said, watch me. And she went around the rest of that fucking party. And she would tell anyone that listened. Now, this party is, again, it's Evan's birthday party. So it's filled with friends of Evan and Jackie. And Teresa is not whispering. She's not. She told Marge. She went over to somebody else, whoever, the whole cast. Okay.
What did Evan do? Evan, you ever heard anything about what Evan does?
That he does anything at the gyms here? No, let me move on to this next table and see if they have any tea. Bitch, what is wrong with you? What has gotten into you tonight? Did she come there with that plan in mind? Or did she see Jackie having a good time and she was like, I still don't fucking like you, so I think I'm going to fuck your shit up.
She saw Jackie and she remembered that time that she heard somebody say, oh.
That Joe is cheating.
The film where the cameras were rolling.
Oh my God.
She's been waiting.
This is horrible. But I was laughing. I won't lie to you. But I was just like, I cannot believe what she is doing. And with each person, I was like, she is still going. And then she went up to because the other times it was like kind of one-on-one. And I think she was talking to Melissa. And Joe was standing right there along with other people, other unknown people. Evan and Jackie's friends. And she's like, yeah, he does stuff at the gym. He totally cheats on her. I heard it. Who told you that? I don't remember. Oh, you don't remember. How convenient. And you don't remember who told you that. Because you told yourself that. You said, I know. I'm going to get her ass back. And I'm not going to be creative about it either. I'm going to make the same fucking rumor up. And do the same thing. An eye for an eye. And I was like, oh my God, I cannot, I can't do this. So then Jackie calls her and she's like, yeah, I'd like to talk to you. I heard some things going on. And Teresa's like, Elizabeth, she's confused. She's like, what are you talking about? Oh, you want to talk? Oh, why do you want to do it at Marge's house? She's like, I just think it would be good to have a left playing field. She's like, okay, whatever.
Okay.
They go to Marge's house. And I gotta say, Marge, God, I love her. I thought that she was going to be present, like sitting there with them when they had this conversation. But no, she's in the office just listening and freaking out the whole time. And I was like, oh my God, yeah. I get it.
Marge's house is the coffee shop and Jackie and Teresa are at table 5.
Oh my God, true. Because she was like, do you want an iced coffee? Teresa was like, yes, I'd love this. Jackie's like, bitch, don't get comfortable. We're not here to have fun.
Right.
We're here to settle some fucking business.
Right.
And, you know, oh God. Then Jackie's like, you were saying this and that, and who told you that? Teresa's like, I don't remember. Why does it matter? And whatever. And the back and forth ensues. And then Jackie says, I hear Gia does coke in the bathroom at parties. And Teresa obviously flies off the handle. She sees red. And here's the thing. I understand what Jackie was trying to do and like her whole, it was an analogy thing, but it's weird. Okay. Because you know,
you can't bring the kids into it.
Well, here's the thing. Teresa's not
older than 18.
Teresa is not bright. And Jackie knows that. We all do. Even you tree huggers, you're not going to tell me Teresa is smart. I'm not hearing it. So you knew what you were doing when you said that she was just going to lose it because you're talking about her daughter. Anyone is going to freak out when you bring up a family member, really, because I would. but a child, even if it's a grown, you know, child, this person that you gave birth to or whatever, you're going to lose it because it's like, well, why did you do that? You were trying to hurt her. You were also trying to confuse her. And like, if you wanted it to be, you were trying to prove the point that saying shit like that was not cool and it's very upsetting. Why wouldn't she say, it would be like me saying, I hear Gia does coke at the bathroom at parties. Like, why not use that as an example? But actually, no. Like, why wouldn't you use like Teresa instead? Because you really wanted to like give it to her. And you know,
yeah,
her daughters was going to do that. So, I don't know. But then on the other hand, Teresa, if you're going to make moves like that, you have to be prepared for anything to come back at you. Like, even someone hitting below the belt, which it's unfortunate, but it's true. People do that shit all the time. Like fucking Candace on Potomac. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I can do it, even in real life, you know, it was just weird to me. And I don't know. And then it's like Charisse is all upset. She's like yelling cunt at Jackie as she's making her exit. And Jackie's like, I win. Like, what did you win though?
No. Yeah. And honestly, the person who won there is Charisse won because she didn't pick up something and throw it at Jackie, even though she wanted to. And
or flip the table.
I'm proud of her. I'm so proud of her.
Because I was like, where's the table flipping bitch that we know with love? I was like, wow.
She will be on some kind of probationary.
Right? She said, I'm not going back to camp. So
no.
I'm leaving. That's self-control. Because I would have popped her.
Mm-hmm, for sure. But the only reason that I say the reason that I say, like, you don't talk about the kids. I mean, you don't talk about the kids, and the fact that Gia is older than 18, it's like a bit blurry or whatever, but it's like, mm-hmm, Gia's never put herself in the middle of any housewives drama, so that's one reason why she shouldn't be into it. Mm-hmm. But the most important reason is that people are trolls and people are losers who have nothing else to do with their life, and by saying that, you've just ensued all of these assholes to go into Gia's inbox and say all kinds of nasty stuff right on her comment. Yeah, like, I saw some stuff today, and it's like, that's your doing.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
So
it is.
The name that your husband worked so hard for however many years of his life, you just did that to a 19-year-old who now, if you Google her name, it's going to pop up cocaine, not cheating. It's going to pop up an illegal drug.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, Jackie, you know, use your smart brain for that.
She did. That's why she did it. She doesn't care. That's the thing. She knew exactly what you can't sit there and be like, I'm smart, I'm a lawyer, whatever. Like, I know that. And that's why it makes it even worse.
Yeah. And guess what? Your kids are not small children anymore either, though. No, they're not.
Yeah, they're small. But that doesn't matter. It's just like, the whole thing is fucked up. Teresa got bored or mad or both. And she said, I know what I'm going to do at this party. I'm going to start up this rumor. Yep, I'm going to do that. And then Jackie said, well, I know what I'm going to do. And it was fucked up, but she did it. And here we are. I don't really care. Either way, because, you know, New Jersey to me, I'm not invested, but I love this episode.
No,
I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm enjoying it a lot more than I used to with this cast right here. This cast right here. Don't fucking do anything else to it since, this whole cast right here, I guess Jennifer just came, whatever, 2 seasons ago, whatever. I'm enjoying it a lot more. Because we're getting outside of that family shit. And that's what I was like, I don't want to see that on Housewives. That's something else. That's why I don't like the Beverly Hills with the sister shit. That's exactly why they lose me with that. That's a different show. And give them that show and I'll watch it. But like, that's not what I came to this show for.
Yeah.
Okay. So then let me ask you, Gibson Johns at Gibsonoma asked a question on Twitter, and he said, at what point, if ever, do you think a child of a real housewife ages out of the don't talk about my kids defense, especially if they're prominently featured on the show?
Well, I think that there's a difference. Well, so I think that when you say that they're prominently featured on the show, are they prominently featured in the show engaging with the other housewives, or are they prominently on the show living their life in their home? Because Gia is in her house taking care of her sisters. That's what we've seen of her, you know? So it's like, she's not engaging with any of that. She doesn't have anything negative to say about those housewives. All she ever says to her mom is like, yeah, well, you know, just, you know, she like tries
literally
to calm down. She really doesn't pay it very much mind either.
No, so Gia's a great kid. Like, she's one of the better ones. She's not like a Brielle, right? Because Brielle starts the shit. And what I said was 18 and older and starting shit with the fucking wives. Because Brielle's doing that shit
more. I think the age is a factor.
Well, Yeah, I am.
They're not. Well, I mean, I guess what age do you consider a kid a kid?
Honestly, I should have said 21 because I think that's more. I really think 18 is like still.
You're still a kid. Yeah, still a kid.
But yeah, the starting shit and like inserting yourself in it is probably the part that this doesn't give any defense to Jackie. I really think this question was more about Brooks with Salt Lake.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, so maybe it's 21. I think that's a good one.
Okay. Oh, I know.
College. Finished with college. Oh, finished.
So. You're getting so specific now. No, not out of college, because that could be any age. No.
Yeah, I know.
Let's go at 21. They can have a drink with you, so they can. Yeah. The other thing, though, that people were bringing up was when they were in Mexico, maybe? I don't know where the fuck they were. But Danielle was still around. And Danielle brought up Marge's kids. And she was like, they don't fuck with you anymore. Like, whatever. And Teresa was like, no, let her. She's got a point. Because someone was like, oh, no, don't bring up the kids. And Therese was like, no, she's trying to make a point. So then it's like, well, what's the defense there? Because cocaine wasn't involved. There wasn't an allegation. Because it's still bringing the kids into it. Excuse me.
Are Marge's kids, are those kids, I mean, how old are they?
I don't know. I feel like they're grown.
Yeah, I don't think they're kids.
Her children.
Yeah,
so I guess that. Because then it's like the family.
That's the difference too. Is that are you saying like kids that they gave birth to, or are you just saying kids? Like I'm saying kids as a kid, like they're a child, like their child of age, not kid as in their daughter or their son.
I'm saying
at a certain age, I think you can talk about them because they become an adult.
Talk about anything you want to. I'm saying what is going to set people off is just like Jackie was set off, like her husband, your family. So yeah. I feel like even the kids before the husband is really gets people, you know?
Yeah.
At least for me. I mean, I don't have kids, but I just.
It's like with Jackie and Teresa are like oil and water. They're never going to get along.
100%.
That just is what it is, and I don't think Teresa really has any desire to get along with her.
I don't think so either, but I think Jackie does with her. Mm-hmm. At least before.
Maybe not anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not anymore.
Yeah. No, Teresa, Teresa's like me. She's like, if you do something to her, she might be like, yeah, I'll forgive you or whatever, like after a while. But it's like, I actually still don't fuck with you. You might think I do, but like, no, because I'm still mad that you said I couldn't control my husband. And then you also said that he was cheating on me, even though he was, but, or that I was cheating on him or whatever the fuck Jackie said. And that's fine. Hold a grudge, please. Keep it up.
Yeah.
I think she was.
I think she thought about it and she was like, well, she and my sister-in-law are such good friends, so I need to try and be friends with her. And then I think she was like, no, you know what? Fuck that.
Yeah, because you don't even like Melissa. Come on. She was probably like, no, I actually don't like Melissa either. So both of them can go to hell. And let Melissa say something about it to me. I dare her.
I am excited for this season because I don't even see how the two of them can sit at a table together.
I know. But I think they will.
They're sitting at a table together and Teresa's doing that thing where it's like with running your mouth or whatever and like pointing down at there saying like I'm not even addressing her ultimately, like she's not even there, like fuck her or whatever like that. Not those are the situations I can't handle.
Oh,
especially to be in a situation, to be at the table and like we can't do that. We can't do this. We're never going to have a peaceful dinner. We're never going to have a good dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely can't do this because we know this is going to result in broken glasses.
Well, I would love to see another table flip. I see Melissa's weak ass flipping the fucking cheese, but like, I don't like her. I'm sorry. I don't get that bitch out of here. She bugs me. I just feel like she's always pretending like she's about it. Like, you are not Teresa. You are not about to do nothing. You are not running up on Jen. Oh, you got the wrong girl. Does she? Because I don't think she does. And I think Jen knows that. Because Jen and Jen's ass, she's just like drunk, having a great time. I was like, wow, I thought you would be a little more in the mix. I guess not. Okay.
Yeah, she's got a lot going on at home.
Oh my God, she does. Oh God.
Yeah, she's like, I gotta get my bearings straight. And but one thing I do want to do is I want to say cheers to the boys, because the New Jersey men, they do not get enough attention, I feel like. I mean, I think they get a lot of attention because they get a lot of camera time, actually, but that's quality. But
not, yeah, they're great. They're almost like the married to medicine husbands, you know? They all have the like actual one. Relationships with each other. Yeah, the Atlanta ones. And we get to see it, and they're fucking crazy. Those bitches are wild. And I enjoy it. So, like, you know what? Teresa, Jackie, never make up. I would prefer it. Keep fighting. I don't care. I'm having a great time.
Yeah, really, and now that we don't need Evan to hook Teresa up because she found her boo. Like,
and is he going to be on there? Because, like, at what point did they get together? I can't remember anything. My timelines are all, like, so fucked now. I would love to see him on there.
I feel like it has to be around... like fairly soon or around the time of them after filming, because Teresa was hanging out with, during COVID, whenever she was partying at all those beach clubs, I think.
Oh,
God. She said, I don't know. She said they were at the shore. So she was just hanging out at the shore at the house. I don't know.
Well, so they bought a house together.
I saw that.
Going into business together. What do you think? I know, like, seems
like. But I heard that she bought the house. She bought the house, and they're going into business together.
I don't like the business part, but I'm happy.
I don't either.
Just hers,
like, I would rather.
Please read everything. Get your lawyers involved and everything. Don't just be signing shit, because we're not doing the prison thing again. We're not.
No. And honestly, she probably needs to get more than one lawyer and
a team.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Kim Kardashian.
She's busy.
She's getting a divorce.
She's busy. She's got some shit going on. Lord help her and his kids. Okay. We're coming here. Thank you so much for coming to do this. I thought it was so much fun. I miss you on here.
Thanks for having me, girl.
You've got an open invitation, obviously. And you can come back whenever you want to. It's still your show, too. It's my show. Please tell everyone where they can find you.
You guys, you can find me on Instagram at Scary Spice with 2 A's. You can also follow my cookie biz, which is Coastal Confections_CHS. I'm getting ready to get a new logo going. It's super groovy.
Okay.
It's pretty groovy. Yeah.
I'm excited.
So, yeah, stay tuned, guys. I've been super slack about posting because I've been out of commission, but.
Yeah. It's understandable. Yes.
We're getting back up there.
Yeah, so make sure you follow her when she gets back going. Order yourself some cookies. A lot of you have ordered cookies from her before, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all, honestly, y'all bad bitches.
Sorry, I needed to interrupt you.
What?
Because I think that you owe me something.
What?
I think I was listening the other week, and... I think you owe me something.
What?
I think it's like an apology.
For what?
Because who has a girlfriend?
Oh, Brian, I do owe you an apology. I was like, what are you talking about, bitch? Yes. Y'all know Gabby's whole relationship with Brian from Family Karma. And she would say right on here on the episodes, I think he has a girlfriend because this and that. And she would send me these weird posts and I'd be like, that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean that he has a girlfriend, but I was wrong. He does have a girlfriend. So I apologize to you in front of all of the listeners in Brava Land. I am so sorry. You were right. I was wrong.
Thank you.
Okay.
I am a detective. Don't get paid for it.
I know. You will one day. I should have never doubted your skills. I am truly so sorry. Please forgive me.
You were trying to be positive. I know what you were trying to do.
I was. I still am. I mean, he might not be happy, you know? We'll see. So, yeah.
I'm vaccinated.
Oh, my God. Yes, he is. So, congratulations to him. I would like to have mine, too. So, I don't know. So, yes. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mainly Bravo. Follow or go to patreon.com/bitchesbetter. You guys are like really coming through over there and it's a lot of fun. We're getting close to the goal. There's going to be a giveaway, a surprise one for one of you bitches. So let's get into it. And then once we hit that goal, we're going to do the monthly Zooms next. So make sure you sign up. I will be back to talk to you bitches next week. I love you. Bye.